This is Ted Kennedy. The recession is dragging on much longer than the White House expected. Workers need help when their unemployment compensation runs out. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, all summer, the White House non-strategy on the recession has been to deny help to the unemployed and hope for a quick recovery. That callous strategy has failed. The recovery is a mirage. Unemployment benefits have run out for record numbers of workers. In July, the most recent month for which figures are available, unemployment compensation ran out for 318,000 more Americans, the highest number in all 40 years that records have been kept. The unemployed deserve help, Al. This recession's not their fault. The Federal Unemployment Trust Fund, created for just this kind of urgent situation, has an $8 billion surplus. Yet President Bush refuses to make even a single dollar available for this unprecedented emergency. Is that your policy too, Al? Let the unemployed eat cake?
No, but you sure can eat crow. Unprecedented emergency, Ted. Unemployment is holding steady at 6.8%. Last time Congress extended unemployment benefits was 82, when the unemployment soared to over 10%. That was a real emergency. Ted, stop crying partisan crocodile tears. We'll spend $25 billion this year alone on unemployment checks, and the legislation just signed by the president will let him act swiftly should we reach a real state of emergency. Don't forget the sensible alternate plan sponsored by our fine leader Bob Dole, who would have given 10 additional weeks of benefits. His plan kept within the budget agreement while reaching out to the families who could use a hand. You chewed that up. Ted, there is just no substitute for a paying job. Stop complaining and help us find a thoughtful cure for this lull. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether states should have control over out-of-state garbage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.